This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. You know, John, at the top of the hour, there was a little piece in the news, and it said that the city wanted an organization to enforce the city rules. And I remember when the city of Springfield, Missouri, demanded that I, as CEO of USA Prepares, enforce city licensing for our exhibitors. And they said that you will, Fennelli, you will collect these license fees. And I told them, no, I am not their employee, I am not their agent, and I will not collect license fees for the city. I said, if you guys want to enforce that, you'll have to do it. You guys can show up. I'm not doing it. And they were shocked. They were absolutely shocked that someone said no to these city minions, these city bureau rats trying to steal more money from us. So what I'm saying, class, is if you're in a position and you decide to do what I did, I just said no. I'm not doing it. So there you have it. John Reagan?
Well, let's scroll on down to the bigger picture. And I've got some interesting information down there. The first link is called The Dark Side. And this talks about an Air Force whistleblower. I have not listened to his interview. I've just read this article. Who worked at Langley Air Force Base, Headquarters Tactical Air Command. Don't confuse that with Langley, the CIA headquarters. The CIA headquarters is in Northern Virginia, close to the Pentagon. Langley Air Force Base is in Southern Virginia, near the Norfolk Naval Base. And this whistleblower says, I saw structures on the dark side of the moon. And I think some of you probably listened to Coast to Coast AM, probably heard Richard Hoagland talk about structures on the front side of the moon that are made of glass and fairly transparent, and that we've got pictures of those as well. And all this points to a space program that was in effect a long time ago. And to just ramp that up a bit, the next link is a YouTube video. It's a little less than an hour. In fact, it's just under 53 minutes. And this is from a Disney show in 1955, Man and the Moon, where Von Braun was in there talking about their thoughts on taking a trip to the moon. And I know a lot of you don't have a lot of time, so if you get into that video and go to about the 44-minute mark and then watch for a couple of minutes, they're on the dark side of the moon and they're launching flares to see things, and then all of a sudden they're detecting radiation and they launch a flare. And they see these structures on the dark side of the moon. And what kind of gets me when they, you know, put the camera back on the people in the spaceship, it's like, oh, you know, no big deal. We were kind of expecting that. And then when they get out of the dark side of the moon where they can talk to Earth again, it's, you know, it's not like, oh my gosh, guys, you won't believe what we've seen. You know, no, we're back in contact, you know, no big deal. And so just to put this a little bit more in context, 1955, that was still 2 years before Sputnik was launched. And the next link, this is a, it's also YouTube, but it's a playlist from the secret space program that I talked about several months ago. This was the one held at the end of October down near Austin. And the third video that's in this is Walter Bosley. And that's a 1 hour, almost 27 minute video that I highly recommend that you listen to. Walter was an Air Force officer. He was in the AFOSI, the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. And this report that he does on the Second Reich and the space program that started back in the 1800s will blow you away. And when you take that and listen to Hour 2 of Friday, where David talked about the political environment with Lincoln, arguably our first communist president, you know, a contemporary of Marx, and also at the same time you have Darwin, you know, the beginning of the Darwinian religion, and you combine that with what Walter Bosley presents, the secret space program, you will probably have to spend a few weeks getting your paradigm adjusted from what you thought you knew about the 1800s on until our modern space program. Vincent?
You mentioned Abraham Lincoln, and David Zuniga calls him Dishonest Abe. Have you heard the name Abraham Lincoln Springsteen or Springsteen? Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Class, look up Abraham Lincoln, comma, Springsteen or Springsteen. And there are claims that that was his name. That was his name. Kind of looks a little bit like Alan Greenspan. You know, similar warts. Gosh. All right. What's next?
Well, we were trying to get to the employment section last hour. And during all the earnings announcements, the oil industry announced more layoffs. The bulk of them, there's 15,000 announced, 8,000 from Schlumberger, and 5,000 from Halliburton. And that brings the total of global energy jobs lost during the downturn to more than 385,000 people, with most of the cuts coming in the U.S. and Canada. And I just can't wait until the employment report next month and see how they lie and bring the unemployment rate down with this. And like I say, I've got a bunch more to post. I'll try to get that online for next week.
John, do you think the real unemployment numbers are closer to 25%? I mean, those who would like to have a job who can't seem to find one. Do you think that's the real number? Because I do.
The way I'm seeing it is the U6, which is a broader measure, has been hanging around 10%, and that's an official government number. Shadow Stats, who claims to calculate unemployment the way they used to, is running around 23%. There's a lot of people that think that they overcorrect a little bit too much, so I'm saying probably closer to the 20% range.
Okay.
But
I just know that
good.
There are a lot of people. Yeah, I just know that there are a lot of people who would love to have a real job. You know, back in the 1970s, a guy could leave high school early, quit high school, and start working, and be able to go to that factory down the road and earn a living and support his wife, the house, you know, and it was considered, you know, hard work, but good money back then, and they could do it. But that was before taxes started increasing. And they say that it's, you know, it's our consumption and we're just spending more than we should. We're also being taxed out of existence. But those jobs are gone. So, you know, I look at the kind of things that we used to make. We just don't make them anymore. I look at some of the brands. I look at how there are so many, like Moog, M-O-O-G. It's a suspension manufacturer. They used to make top-of-the-line automotive suspension parts. And when I was a teenager selling auto parts behind the counter at an independent auto parts store, they were considered, you know, great USA-made parts. And there really wasn't much question about imports. It was, you know, if you bought it in this country, it came from the United States. Well, now I bought some Moog parts for one of our vehicles, and they come from all kinds of places, like Taiwan. Now, why is it that a part for a 1999 Mercedes that's branded in the Moog box, M-O-O-G, would say Taiwan? Why would it be manufactured in Taiwan? So, well, what's happening is even top quality auto parts have been shifted to abroad. We don't make much anymore. And that's where the jobs have gone, in my opinion, and we've turned into consumers. But as I look at this, I look at all those jobs that we used to have. We used to have glass manufacturing companies. We were the tire capital of the world, Akron, Ohio. Firestone isn't even a U.S. company anymore. It's owned by Bridgestone. I don't know if you could buy a U.S. manufactured tire anymore. I don't know. Maybe you can, but I haven't seen many of them. And that's why I think the unemployment rate is way, way higher than we'd like to believe. Now, maybe we're flipping more hamburgers for each other, and maybe we're cleaning more of each other's houses and mowing each other's lawns, but we certainly are not making products in factories like we used to. The envy of the world. Thank you, Bill and Hillary Clinton. And as I said before, anyone who votes for that regime is voting to steal from us. And they're not welcome in our house. And I hope you consider doing the same thing. Throw them out if they want to steal from you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Good morning. I just wanted to...
Morning, Mike Parsons.
Good morning. Good morning, John. It's been a while. Good to hear your voice again, obviously. You were talking about developments in the space program that obviously have advanced far beyond what we're allowed to know, but consider one thing. I believe it was in 1952 that the SR-71 was rolled off the assembly line at Skunk Works, and it was able to, according to some of the reports, go from anywhere from Mach 4 to Mach 7, but it's still classified. But yet, as I understand, I've never, in person, seen the thing sitting there next to the Saturn V rocket in Huntsville. I did get to see one in Alabama at one time down along the Gulf Coast. And to think that they haven't been able to advance beyond the technology of the SR-71 for over 65 years is insane. For anybody to believe that they haven't made any more advancements, that all of the current aircraft are limited to Mach 2 or 3 at most, is insane. I don't think the average person that thinks would even believe that, but yet that's what we're spoon-fed into believing. Now, of course, you spent a weekend up at Huntsville where you got PhD Bubba's falling over themselves all through the community up there. So you probably wouldn't have gotten a whole lot of takers on your seminar because they probably feel like they already know more than they should. And certainly they probably didn't want to give the impression that they needed to take advice from somebody else. But if you if you notice a large contingent of people not attending other seminars of other people, it could be that that might be the case. And, of course, it could be the old saying, you know, the show me state is Missouri. If they can't see it, they won't believe it. And then you've got those people that are from the South that believing and seeing, if they don't believe it, they won't see it no matter what. And then the other group are like owls. The more light you shine on them, the less they see. I don't think that's probably the crowd you had there. I think that it was a combination of people that probably were just so far advanced in their own thinking that they didn't believe that they needed any other suggestions on how to improve their survivability.
Well, Mike, these are people wearing flip-flops to a convention. And I challenged during both seminars, on the Saturday seminar and the Sunday seminar, which each lasted over an hour and a half, I challenged anyone to just show me one thing, just one thing that I said that was wrong. And, you know, I believe a PhD did come up to me, and he found one typographical error, one letter was wrong, literally. That was the only thing that they could find. One letter was wrong on my my presentation, just one. So that's in an hour and a half of, well, 3 hours of presentations, one letter. And it was probably right. He's probably right. Now, the Lockheed, you talked about Skunk Works, and that was very interesting. Skunk Works was this group of people at Lockheed which really didn't have many rules. And it's like, okay, we are going to be the best of the best, and not many rules, so let's engineer and build and design the best. And that the SR-71 that you're talking about, I believe, was introduced in 1966, and it had a top speed of about 2,200 miles per hour. At least that's what they claimed.
Yeah, Mach 4 was what it was advertised at, but I'd heard it would go Mach 7, and I heard that it actually came out in production earlier than the 60s, but it was, you know, covered up. Like a person I knew growing up that I spent time with was talking about the scramjet back in 1980 and how he had worked on they call it the shuttle. They had other names for the thing, but that design, he said, been around since the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember reading about this. I remember reading about that easily in the 60s.
Yeah. But the point being is that there's so much technology that we're not allowed to know about, and that's the thing. When we see things that we don't understand, they let us believe it's UFO. It could be stuff from other planets, other galaxies. It could be stuff from right here that they just want us to believe is from other planets. It's just from other parts of the continent.
Yep. And Mike, tomorrow you're going to be part of this special. And Mike Parsons in Tennessee, USA Prepares instructor, he's going to be telling us a little bit about experimentation of prisoners in prison and jail. Mike, thanks so much for calling.
Have a good day.
John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're at the financialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. At the news tab, John Reagan, what's next?
Are you ready for some spy tech and control?
I am.
I'm going to go through these rather quickly, then we can discuss them. And I want to make sure that we have some time to get to the preparedness section because there's some really interesting things there, too.
Absolutely.
There's been a number of articles I have not posted over the last year or two about insecurities of various computer systems. We already know that, you know, Windows, all the Microsoft software has problems. They issue security updates every month. But people tend to think that Linux and the Apple operating system are, you know, bulletproof, and they're not. And that this first article just points out, if you have an iPhone or a Mac with a single message that you don't even have to open, your computer can be compromised. So it's important to update to the latest to avoid that problem. And that's basically good advice for all your software. Update it regularly, and that's even better defense than having antivirus running. Then there's the first human gene editing trial will take place next month. Cancer patients will have immune cells changed with the CRISPR technology that we've been talking about. This is the first known human trial taking place. And the next article, genetically engineered colonists. These have to be eugenicists. They're talking about how they can edit Martian colonists to be genetically engineered to be democratic. Now, I think listeners of this program understand that we're not a democracy. We're a republic. Being democratic is mob rule. It's, you know, the two wolves and a sheep voting on who's for dinner. And when you read into the article, it's the same thing they're talking about, editing the DNA so that the people will have these attributes, and it changes the germline so that the descendants of these people will have those same attributes. And if that doesn't disgust you, I don't know what will. We've also talked about the brain engineering going on. They've now released information that they've done more detailed mapping. There's over 100 new regions. Before this new map, there were 83 known areas in each half of the brain. That number is now boosted to 180. I'm not even sure what some of these areas do. It doesn't really get into detail, all of those, but we've already discussed different ways that they can use various techniques to do things to our brain. They can everything from switching us off where we don't even know it. They can switch us off like a light switch, and then switch us back on. You know, we know nothing. They can, you know, implant, change, delete memories. And now if they know this, it's, to me, it's even scarier. And then slipping on down to the control section, Russia's passed some new laws, and they're cracking down on Internet freedom. And if you get down to the second paragraph of this article, they've changed the criminal code so that Russians can now be prosecuted for failing to report a crime. So you would now risk a year in jail for simply not telling the police about, you know, suspicions you might have about future terrorist acts. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not long before we see similar laws here in the United States. Vincent?
As you were saying this, I was thinking about an article that I read, and it's by thesun.co.uk. And it says that the matrix is overloaded and computers will use more electricity than the entire world can generate by the year 2040. And who are these people who figure this out? That'd be the Semiconductor Industry Association. So maybe that's the silver lining in this very, very dark cloud. John, you're talking about, I don't know of any government that is developed that does not depend almost exclusively on computers for their databases on We the Villagers. So maybe the silver lining is that we'll run out of enough electricity to run all these computers, and they won't be able to do these mean, nasty, ugly things that they want to do to us, like imprison us for not reporting something that we might have thought might have been a crime, but we didn't know, so we didn't report it. By the way, why is it our responsibility to report something to them? Why would that make us a criminal, not reporting something? Why? I'm just trying to think of all the things that they don't report, like all the tracking systems and all the things that they do to us that they don't report, you know, national security. They keep using that phrase, national security, to hide behind their criminal conduct. Maybe it'd be a good thing if we ran out of electricity. Of course, that would be... I was thinking about that yesterday, John. You know, we had this massive heat wave, and I thought, man, oh, man, I hope the grid stays up, because for those in the cities who... you know, it's usually about 10 degrees warmer in the cities than it is here, out here in the country. That's because of all the heat-absorbing surfaces, these black roofs and the black roads and the cars, plus the added heat from all the electricity that's being used to cool the houses and the buildings and the apartments and the offices and whatever structures they have. I was thinking, boy, I sure hope the electricity stays up and running, because people will die from the heat. We are trapped by our own innovations, John. We really are. And I keep thinking about Bill Gates, and I keep thinking about Steve Jobs, and they've helped create the technology that has allowed our government to track our every move. And, you know, we don't pin it back to them. We seem to overlook that as, you know, great people they were, developing this wonderful technology that can correct our typing errors and add up columns for us and so forth, but this technology is being used to absolutely track our every single move, and just the thought of running out of electricity just to power computers is just, that's mind-boggling to me. You know, there are other many, many, many more important uses for electricity than that, like refrigeration and pumping water. By the way, that's another thing, John. We're going to run out of water. Clean, potable water. We're going to run out of it.
But their plans are is to upload, you know, the consciousness up into computers, at least for, you know, the important people. You know, the rest of the useless feeders they have no need of anyway.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that too, John. You know, this country was built on the backs of slaves, right? You know, we had slaves in the South, and we brought the Northerners brought them here so the Southerners could use them to develop plantations and produce food and so forth. And then somebody decided that, well, these guys are getting expensive. Maybe we should do something about that instead of the slave owners caring and feeding the slaves. Let's throw them out on their own. So, get them off our back so that they're not an economic problem for us. I just can't believe that we would do things like that, like think that we can own people. It's absolutely wrong to every part of my fabric. And yet today, you're a slave, I'm a slave, everybody I know is a slave economically. They're controlling us at every turn, everything we do, every purchase we make. And they want, and that's not enough. They want more information. Not only do they want to know what we buy, when we buy it, where we buy it, how much we pay for it, and whether we pay back our loans, they want to know where we've been, what we're doing, what we watch on television. They want to know what books we check out of the library. They want to know everything about us. Why? How do you get to that level of perversion? I guess you have to be a naturally perverted and then go for government training to become an enhanced pervert. I'm just annoyed, John. I really am.
Yeah, nice. If you don't understand why they do it, be thankful, because that means you're not one.
It is so. All I can think of is you know, the guy down the road who built a swimming pool for his family and put up one of those stockade fences around it so he could have some privacy at 6 feet tall. And his wife goes out and swims, and his daughters go out and swim, and then there's this guy takes his little step stool and he peers over the fence to see, you know. That would be considered a pervert. You know, that guy would be banned and ostracized from the neighborhood. He'd be ridiculed. But it's okay for the government to do it from satellites. It's okay for the government to do it on traffic cameras everywhere you could possibly think of. It's okay for them to track every one of our transactions and listen to our cell phones. You know, I am getting to the point where I absolutely despise cell phones. You know, I look at people and I think, why would you have a cell phone? Why would you do that? It really bothers me. It bothers me. I think the idea of a cell phone is wonderful. I don't like the frequencies that are being used. But the tracking, that's totally unacceptable to me. Totally unacceptable, to the point where I won't have one just for that reason alone, let alone the dangers of the microwaves. I don't get it. But we are addicted to convenience. Absolutely addicted to convenience. What's next when we come back, John?
Do what we can in the preparedness section.
Oh, I really like what you've got to say about the Faraday cage. Can we start with that?
Sure.
Okay. That's absolutely brilliant, class. We're going to talk about the Faraday solution to your electronics concerns. Brilliant, brilliant solution. Very inexpensive. You're going to love it. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
George in New Hampshire, you're live.
Hi, Ben. Hi. I just wanted to say I'm glad to hear the laughter in your voices. I can see you're both more relaxed and better at both points and better for being together. And the other thing I just wanted to say quick, Vincent John, is you mentioned about the slaves on the plantation, and I always thought it was a very cruel thing that after generations of being put into that slavery position, suddenly at the end of the Civil War, they were just disenfranchised, just completely thrown off a system that they had adapted to by force and fend for themselves. And it was done to me in a very cruel way. Some of them may have gotten the 20 acres and the mule, but I can't help that it's being duplicated today with the government plantation, that it seems up ahead. The jobs have gone, the industries have gone, even the resources are being sold off. And we're in a position where all they have to do now is disenfranchise us by just shutting off the spigot. And then you're going to see pandemonium.
John Reagan?
And we can also see this in the animal kingdom. One example was in Katrina where some dolphins were washed out into the Gulf, and there was the search on to find them because they didn't know how to fend for themselves. And they wanted to find them before they starved to death. And it pretty much works the same thing with humans, and, you know, excellent point. We have this dependency class, and I believe a lot of this was done on purpose to have a continual base of voter support for the Democratic Party, especially.
Okay, and I'll get off because I want to hear your remarks on the Faraday cage. I'll just say quick. They said people who are using those metal garbage cans. They said they're greatly enhanced if you put aluminized or metalized tape around the seams of the lid, because that cut down on a lot of the AMP effect. All right, good talking to you, gentlemen. Take care.
Very, very good. George, thank you so much. John, I think that's what you were going to talk about.
And that's exactly the point of the article. The metal garbage can reduces the emission a bit, but if you put metal tape around the lid where the seam is, it greatly enhances, and it gets into specifics of exactly how much signal is cut out by doing that. But so if you're going to use a garbage can, make sure you tape the seam on the lid there. And the way batteries work, it's a removable battery. You probably want to take it out. Otherwise, the battery can get drained too much and become worthless. If the battery's built in, then you're going to have to get in there and use it, drain the battery, and get a good charge cycle back in. And, of course, if it needs updates to software, make sure you do that periodically as well.
Mm-hmm. And when you consider these cans, garbage cans, we're talking about the old-style galvanized steel garbage cans with the steel lid. We're not talking about plastic garbage cans and plastic totes. We're talking about these tight-fitting galvanized steel garbage cans of the 1950s, 40s, 50s, 60s. That's when they were in vogue. And the way to look at the can and why the electromagnetic frequencies get in, they will seep in through vertically, where the lid mates with the top part of the garbage can. So vertically, the signals will come in longwise. So it's not so much little tiny holes that might be in the can. It's the long seams where the electromagnetic radiation can get in. So that's why you want to put this aluminized tape. And it's sold for duct work. Now, I'm not talking about duct tape. I'm talking about this aluminized metal tape. And it's like aluminum foil that's sticky. And it comes on a roll. That's what we're talking about. But it's going to be a nuisance taking that on and off. So just keep that in mind. And maybe you can just stuff some aluminum foil around the perimeter of where the lid and the garbage can meets. And maybe that would be a solution that would help a lot, but not as good as the tape. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.